An eighth fatality was confirmed Thursday in the Amtrak derailment near Philadelphia that injured more than 200, as officials pledged to install safety technologies to prevent future accidents. Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Derek Sawyer announced Thursday afternoon that an eighth body had been pulled from the train wreckage just hours earlier, bringing the total number of deaths to eight. Mayor Michael Nutter said that officials now believe that all 243 passengers have been accounted for. Amtrak CEO Joe Boardman also reconfirmed the company's commitment to install positive train control along the Northeast Corridor, a technology designed to slow and even stop speeding trains. Amtrak Northeast Regional 188 derailed northeast of Philadelphia Tuesday night en route to New York City from Washington, D.C. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board say that the train reached 106 miles per hour moments before the accident along an S-curve with a speed limit of 50 miles per hour. The investigation is now focused on the train's engineer, 32-year-old Brandon Bastian of Queens, New York. Bastian received multiple head and leg injuries in the accident, and Mayor Nutter confirmed that he was interviewed by the Philadelphia Police Department while hospitalized. It was a pretty short interview in which he apparently indicated that he did not want to be interviewed, Mayor Nutter said. According to ABC News, Bastian has yet to talk to federal investigators about the accident. This person has gone through a very traumatic event, and we want to give him the opportunity to convalesce for a day or so before we interview him, said NTSB member Robert Sumwalt on Wednesday, according to ABC News. So far, Bastian has reportedly given a blood sample to determine whether there were any illegal substances in his system and has also turned over his cell phone. Robert Goggin, Bastian's lawyer, says his client met with police for 5 hours. Neither the police nor Bastian have commented on that meeting, but Goggin says the engineer has no memory of the crash. Goggin has also told CNN that his client had not been on his phone during the accident and says the engineer has had no significant accidents in his time with Amtrak. Six victims so far have been identified. Jim Gaines, 48, a video software architect with the Associated Press. Justin Zemser, 20, a U.S. Naval Academy midshipman. Rachel Jacobs, CEO of education technology company AprenNet. Abid Galani, a senior vice president at Wells Fargo, Derek Griffith, a dean at Medgar Evers College, and Bob Gildersleeve, 45, a vice president at Ecolab, a hygiene and energy technologies company. Two others have not been publicly identified. 43 people are currently hospitalized, including 18 at Temple University, Mayor Nutter said. Many are now questioning the lack of safety controls to slow speeding trains along the Northeast Corridor. According to Amtrak, full installation of positive track control was scheduled to be completed along the heavily trafficked corridor by December 2015, according to the January-February 2015 issue of Amtrak Incorporated, a company publication. NTSB's Sumwalt has said that PTC could have prevented Tuesday's accident. Based on what we know right now, we feel that had such a system been installed in this section of track, this accident would not have occurred, Sumwalt said. He has also told CNN that a key question is to figure out why it hadn't been used, adding, "Why was it in other areas on Amtrak's Northeast Corridor, but why was it not here?" The likely answer is cost. Most estimates place the price tag at $10 billion to install the technology nationwide, but finding enough federal money to install PTC everywhere will be difficult. Just hours after the accident, a House subcommittee voted down a bill that would have increased funding for the beleaguered train service. For those looking to travel along the corridor, service will likely be limited for several days. There's currently no service between New York City and Philadelphia, and limited service is running between Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., Philadelphia and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and New York City and Boston. Boardman, Amtrak's CEO, said the company expects to have full service running through Philadelphia by Tuesday. This article posted by Josh Sanborn.